all changes, train terminates here, all change. Passengers wish to continue their eastbound journey, use the stairs, cross over the bridge to platform 3.
Hey, this is Notes Underground. The first UK episode, February 8, 2006. I'm sitting in this teeny little flat here in London, playing some sound effects that I've collected on the underground, the London Underground, that is. Got some music, and that's about it. So, here we go. Let's check it out. We'll be right back. Cool. That was the Black Angels. And they are coming to us from Austin, Texas. Thank you, Mr. White, Alex Cougar, for sending that in. Appreciate it. I haven't heard from you in a while. Or actually I have, but I haven't gotten a music submission. So this is the first one in a while that we've been able to play. So I appreciate you sending an email over here to music@notesunderground.com so that I could play something on the show. That band, I guess what they're from, Austin, Texas, and it says here on their website that they, the Black Angels are marching forward into battle for your souls. So yeah, it's some pretty dark stuff, but you know, I don't know. It's got that whole 1960s kind of rock, you know, kind of psychedelic thing going on, which is interesting because I seem to be finding that more and more these days. There's another band called Black Mountain, which they kind of have sort of a Black Sabbath kind of sound. But I guess the lead singer from Black Mountain is also in this other band called, or he kind of started his own little side project called Pink Mountaintops. So I thought I would play something from that for you. Let me see what I can find here. Pink Mountaintops. Really like this one. Can you do that dance?
Come here a little closer to me.
What do you think Pink Mountaintop stands for, anyways? Do you think it's a metaphor? You think it's a metaphor for boobies? I think it might be. I don't know. All the lyrics on that album are extremely sexual, so I'm going to have to go with, yeah, that's a metaphor for sex. So, yeah. So thanks again. That was Steve McBean is his name. That's the guy. So that's the guy. That's the Pink Mountaintops guy. And I got that on download.com. Let's see. I guess he was also with a band called Jerk with a Bomb. And he's pretty much the main dude in Black Mountain. And it's cool, you know? It's good stuff. So check it out. If you liked it. If you didn't, you know, then just forget all about it. Forget it. Forget everything I said. Just don't even listen to the show anymore, really. What else we got? What else? We could do... Oh, okay. Here's one from my friend Brian Benke. And this is a band called Kind of Like Spitting. So... check it out. Now I don't even want to talk anymore. I don't even want to do this thing. No, but I do. I just get sad. You get sad easily. I get sad sometimes. Especially when it's like 0 degrees Celsius and it's foggy and it's, everything's gray. No more sunshine here for Mitch McAllister, not for a bit. Anyways, it's winter time in a cold place. So that's what I'm struggling with, and that's what kind of like Spitting's, I think his name's Ben Barnett out of Portland. Did I already say that? Anyways, that's what it reminds me of. So, Brian, thank you for sending that. And on to some more music. We got all-American bands this time around, which is kind of funny, kind of weird, kind of stupid, because I'm in England now. But, oh, that's going to change. I'm going to do a bunch of UK bands probably next show. I had a big stack. I had an enormous stack of bands to play, and I really couldn't let it go on much longer, and I didn't want to play the old ones. So it's about time I didn't want to play the new ones without already having played the old ones, because these have been in my queue for a bit. So I thought it was about time to break them out, you know what I'm saying? So I got a couple more. It's going to be a short show for y'all. I got to tell you, this is hard work to do without the guys, you know, without Zach or Bobby or Oliver or Roman or Chris or whoever. So, you know, Skylar, where are you? Hi, guys. If you're listening, I miss you. I'm out here kind of dangling from at the end of a rope here all by myself in this weird place. But, you know, I'm adjusting, trying to figure out a cool place to live. If any of you guys out there in wherever land know of a cool spot in London where I should shack up permanently, let me know, because I'm looking. I'm staying in Islington right now, which is sort of near Camden Town, and just kind of trying to feel my way around, you know? So, yeah, help me out, yo. Really need ya. Help me out. I really need ya. Yeah. But I still got the Skype account. I still got Notes Underground. And I still got the phone number, 213-798-7084. Oh, I don't know. It's on the website, notesunderground.com. And, still, I haven't talked to Lee either for a while. Where Lee, you sent me this kick-ass little Christmas CD with all these great songs on it, and I didn't even thank you. I didn't even send you a thank you card. I've been a real jerk. All this moving around has been tough on me. I haven't really been very reachable. So, but I'm trying to get back in, trying to get back on the scene. And that's where it is. So, anyways, quit your jibber jabber.
2, 3, 4.
I'm not really interested in what's in your heart.
a secret.
Love that they called themselves the Eagles of Death Metal, because there's really nothing death metal about what they're doing there. I hate to break it to you, Josh, but you're full of shit if you think you're a death metal artist doing that kind of shit. Because that's pretty much Rolling Stones circa 1976. Yeah. But, you know, I love Queens of Stone Age, so when Alex Cougar sent this to me, I was just had to play it. That's Josh Holm from the Queens of Stone Age, and you might recognize his voice. I don't know if it's him singing though. I think he's like on the drums or something. Can anybody out there back me up here? Am I just staring blind here? I don't know. So, anyways, let's see what else we got. I got another email from Chris Johnson, and he sent me a whole slew of stuff, so I'm going to try and spread it out here a little bit. I like a lot of the stuff already, but I didn't play any hip-hop tonight, so I thought I'd do that. So here's some hip-hop from a guy named Insight.
With every situation, your personality shapens. You learn from mistakes to avoid aggravation. Lack of patience leads to frustration. How you fall 360 degrees, trees touch the space station. Lust is a safe haven, craving to work its way in. Love caves in the ocean, thus changing emotions.
Evolve.
Oceans dissolve, snakes and fish crawl. Young bully told a boy he couldn't play kickball. Never think small or risk all, skip all pitfalls.
Evolve.
Think 10, 6 cents, miss sit tall. A thief's son grows up to be a crook and a shot. It's looking shocked when computers transform. The cops, cause they
evolve.
And learn a lesson, a confession was called. When you adapt, come back. Only when troubles resolve with anyone involved. These are the good from the bad. Homeless man finds clothes in the nook in his glass. See, we observe what's around us to grow to step two. Cause I evolve. Into a leader, slow and so can you. Be a believer, cause people tried to hold me back. Told me what I couldn't do, but I knew better than that. So I
evolve.
Into a jack of all trades. That's how I succeed these days. The mainstream is a phase. Dark skin that we
evolve.
Blocks out sun rays. Thick eyebrows and my size down the glaze. I painted murals in the 8th grade. The girls were amazed as I
evolved.
To do the same by using words on a page. Wasn't the most popular cat in Curly Sharon or Latin. Seaside High School in Cali, I started a group rapping. MCs wanted the fighters. Teachers would break up ciphers. I hated English, yet I evolved. Into a writer, and in spite of the fact that I had lack of support from friends or relationships, I traveled up north and lived in Boston and visited family in New York. Got my license at 15. A studio was a dream. You know, and I started with the Prophet 2000 keyboard, but that into the laboratory where I record. Spilling acid on cats, I burn scraps of irrelevance. Intelligence is evidence that suggested by a specimen. Success is when
you evolve.
And the puzzle is solved. Sights and path obstacles, cause I can walk through walls. See, I
evolve.
Into a man from a baby. Pretty little girl with dolls.
Evolve.
Into a grown lady who leaves when she feels like the situation is shady. Notice she can spot a player who's pigeon painting like crazy. She
evolve.
Now because she sees it all like the Matrix. And calculus and sight skip to advance from basic. I
evolve.
Yes, y'all, and stand 5 feet tall. I use speech to bust rhymes through a concrete wall.
Evolution, here's the rule. Evolve, my meaning, roll in a new school.
By now I can assume you know the title of the the song. But if you had to ask the question, something highly is wrong. You should evolve, smarten up, and now the problem is solved. When the mind can reverse from what is solid and small, pay attention and change habits. If you're in a maze, map it. For headaches, take tablets. It's placed in the gray cabinet. But don't blame anybody for doing what's wrong. You should evolve and move on, just like your head to the song. Cause see, we're changing every day, either to be a better person or shady, cause it's crazy in the crevice that you're working. Whatever, but I'm certain if you know it's closed curtains, you evolve and learn fast or the situation worsens.
To evolve for self-respect, cause we got to keep ourselves in check. To evolve, to evolve for self-respect, cause we got to keep ourselves in check. To evolve, to evolve for self-respect, cause we got to keep ourselves in check.
My mission is in such it was the evolution.
Cool, man. Insight. Very insightful. That song was called Evolve, and it was coming to us from Boston. Very cool. Thanks for sharing that. So, I don't know. That's about getting to the end of the show here. 28 minutes, 27 minutes. I don't know. Just getting more efficient, you know. Not as much talk without the other guys, like I was saying. But I guess you guys probably don't want it to be 40 minutes. You probably like it with a little bit less. So, I'm beginning to feel like maybe I should just get on with the show. I'm ready to start playing some more English bands, but this was sort of my last of the American mixes. I have one more. This might lead into the UK stuff. I've got this guy, Matthew Deer. He's from, I think he's from Chicago, or no, from Detroit. And he's all about the electronic. So I did a little rock. I did some folk. I did some more rock. And then some rock. Then some hip-hop. Now some electronica. I'm getting into it. I'm really expanding my horizons. Maybe next week I'll play some classical for you. And that would probably be, like, the best thing ever, huh? Anyways, here we go. The track from Matthew Deer called Tide.
Upside down.